You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people. Hello, good people. I love you. And welcome to the very first official broadcast of Kind of a Big Deal. I'm Doug Parks here with
Terry Miller.
Miller, Miller, Miller.
So this is exciting. We are all set up in the attic. We got everything ready to go. We're excited to be here with you. And I know that this week you will not be hearing from Off the Beaten Path. I know two different podcasts, but I do both of them. And it's in the same production area as the production company, which is mine. And so this week you will not be hearing from us. Stacy was very busy with work. And we were playing around with our new software. So at this point, it looks
stinky.
Like there will not be an episode of OTBP.
Aww.
I know. So sad. However, I am here with Doug. And we are kicking off Kind of a Big Deal podcast where we get together each week and talk about some fun stuff, some funny stuff, some serious stuff, and just a bunch of shit, pretty much. So, Doug, anything?
I don't know. I'm a chef, so food popped in my head.
Food?
Oh, yeah. I love food.
Oh, my gosh. Are we embracing Tackled right now?
I don't know.
Talking about the food.
That's on an estrogen level. This is more of on a testosterone level.
Oh, okay.
You know, I kind of want to chase down a deer and just break its neck and just take a hunk out of it.
And crunch on some Doritos?
Yeah. You know, like that wild instinct side's flaring up in me. Survival mode, I think they call it. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. So, yeah, got to get ready.
We were in Walmart, and we're walking around, and everything's bought out. So we walk over to the towards the hunting stuff, and he picks up this big machete and goes, "Why is this not sold out? It's the end of the world. Why are we not buying this stuff?" So funny. But so speaking of coronavirus and our current pandemic, let's talk a little bit about that and how that looks right now as a country and how that looks for you and I's job, because we both are affected by this in different ways.
Yeah.
Right now, in the state of Maryland where Doug and I work, I'm from Delta, and that is right on the Maryland line. So, Doug is from Maryland and he now lives with me in Delta. So we both work in Maryland, live in Pennsylvania, and how that looks and how that's different is there's two different governors and there's two different decisions being made. So as from my standpoint, at work and trying to help coordinate safety, this has been a big part of my job is because this falls underneath of the safety and health realm.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people aren't thinking of it as that, but it does. It does fall underneath that realm. And we are hearing two different governors say two different things. So I've been having to watch Governor Wolf, and I've been having to watch Governor Larry Hogan. And so how does this look so far for your work and where we stand, like as far as your work? Are you still going to have work? Is there a possibility for you guys to close? Like, what does that look like for you?
Well, with my company, we're in the food flavoring industry, and we actually make the meal ready meals for the military. It's food that is ready to eat on the go in pouches, things like that. And we also we make the weapons. They use our pepper spray, our capsicum, and for mustard gas, they have mustard and the stuff that we sell there for that. They buy a lot of it, you know, a lot of stuff that will sting, blind, whatever those grenades have. So we're essential. We have to keep working. Plus, we're in the food industry. We have to feed people, you know. So the big thing we're facing is a lot of our shipments from India, China, things like that. When you buy anise, bergamot, whatever spices or whatever flavorings or oils we are buying, turmeric, paprika, it all comes from these places that are shut down right now and the shipments aren't coming. So we have in-house stocked. We can keep making as much as we can, but there's going to come a point, if this goes on for too long, that we're not going to have the materials to make our material. And it's going to shut us down. You know, so that's what we're really much worried about right now. So it's more of a future shutdown, you know?
More of a long-term effect of the coronavirus. Not necessarily like right now, yeah. But in the future, you're going to be hurting.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Once we start getting back up and running and everything starts becoming semi-normal, in the start of becoming semi-normal, you're going to have some issues with starting up. And you mentioned the offshore deliveries from Japan, I believe you said.
China, India.
You know. And that's a crucial thing. It's like, I know my previous job was the aluminum industry. And of course, I'm not in that anymore, but I had learned a lot about the aluminum industry. And a lot of the aluminum hardeners would come from overseas. For like silica would come from Ghana. China, I believe, was some of them had came from there. So right now that industry is most likely hurting.
Yeah.
And it's just sad as how many Americans are now. I think they said 3.3 million Americans in the last week have filed for unemployment.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean, it's just, it's insane. I mean, at this point,
they knew it was coming too. And Nancy Pelosi was on TV today or yesterday talking about that. They finally got the bills passed and stuff like that. But they've also expanded those worker comp insurance type deals, you know, because they know there's probably going to be people who are working that are getting sick. And people who aren't working anymore that are on unemployment. So they've expanded financially that to absorb it. But that's a massive number at one time, you know. And Trump was bragging about bringing the unemployment number down. And it's almost like all of that that's been going on for the last 4 years where the unemployment rate has been dropping. Now it's almost like the natural balance of things come back and said, oh yeah, well here's 3 million people on unemployment to get you back for that. You know what I mean? But it's crazy.
And it was this was not foreseen. Like this was not something that was going to be foreseen and be protected against. I think at this point now we just keep hearing everybody saying flatten the curve. And as Americans, we are very driven for work and a need for income and success and a drive. And when you tell us to stop, then that becomes an issue because we are used to our daily routine. We are used to doing our things. We're not used to stopping and hunkering down. And so I think a lot of people have found that to be hard. So listeners, everybody out there, something that I think is really good to do. I've heard it from a lot of different people, and so we're going to share it as well, is call your friends.
Yeah.
Text your friends, your family. They could be quarantined, and if they are quarantined, reach out to them. Video chat them. Play cards over video chat. Play a board game over video chat. Something. There's so many different ways that you could do this now. There's internet games that you could play with people. Reach out to them, ask them how they're doing, ask them if they need anything. I know it's very hard to get people stuff now, but there is options still with delivery. If somebody needs something, you can find somebody in their local area to get delivery to them. At this point, everybody needs to remain calm and just protect each other.
Yes. It's the fear of the unknown that get a lot of people, you know, and it's like survival mode, panic mode, but that's not going to lead you anywhere. You know, like you really got to calm down and rationally think about things. You know, if I was at the red light today on the way home, and there's this guy behind me in a pickup truck, and he's picking his teeth with his fingers, and he's like sitting there the whole red light picking his teeth. And I'm thinking, I hope like hell his hands are clean. Because like, dude, what are you doing? Like, stop the unsafe shit right now, you know? Like, come on.
You were about ready to take him some hand sanitizer.
I was going to get out of the car, but the light turned green. I was like, no, I'm not trying to stop traffic. But I had alcohol spray. I keep in the car. I spray the whole car down with alcohol. And I spray my hands. I spray my everything that I buy and purchase. I spray with alcohol. My credit cards, my wallet, everything gets sprayed with alcohol. I don't want those coronas coming after me. I want that alcohol to kill it. So, yeah, I'm trying to be as safe as possible. But I'm not living in fear either.
Yes.
You know? Every time I cough or sneeze, it's like, oh, shit, I do a whole body check. But, you know,
so, I mean, I know me working in an office, we are 6 feet apart. Everybody is 6 feet apart. And that's just how the office is laid out. It's a small office, only five of us. And I know that it's very, very much of the norm to wipe random things down now. Where before, we never really thought about those random things. Like your cell phone. Your cell phone has more germs on it than
most things. Yeah, I'm spraying it down with alcohol all the time.
Wipe it off with a disinfectant rag. Clean it up. Take your case off. Wipe your phone off. Wipe your case off. Make sure that you're doing that periodically. And even once this is all done and over with, I still think that you need to be aware of that and take care of things that you don't typically think of. Excuse me. So, we had this big bottle of hand sanitizer in here. And I just keep looking at that hand sanitizer, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get robbed.
Well, don't tell them we have it now. Any nobody motherfucker between Mary County and here knows us. They going to come get it.
So it's something that's really interesting is that the distilleries in Maryland, and I think there's a couple in Pennsylvania now doing it, they're actually making hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer is not a fix-all. I mean, I get the point of having hand sanitizer. It's a good backup.
But washing is very important.
But washing your hands is very important. And for 20 seconds, I don't know if you caught it, but there is a video on TikTok, and it was the funniest hand washing video I've seen.
Gordon Ramsay?
No, not Gordon Ramsay.
That Christina girl that's an opera singer. She's washing her hands and going, "You wash your hands for 20 seconds."
No. It was this guy, and he walked up to the sink, and he's like, the beat to the left, to the right. And he's like, what's that called? The song called?
Dip.
No.
I don't know. Do you want me to look it up?
It has a dance move with it and everything.
Yeah, there's something shuffle.
Cupid shuffle.
Cupid shuffle?
Yeah. And the beat to that started playing, and he's like, with the left, with the right, one pump now. And it was so funny. I liked it. It was clever.
Oh, man, you have to try that with TikTok.
But, So people are having fun with it and keeping their minds occupied as they go on. And that's really why we continue to do podcasts and talk every week. Even if some of our podcast is about the coronavirus, at least we're still talking and we're still having fun and keeping people entertained as they go through this, taking their mind off of it for just a little bit.
I also I want to thank the policemen that are out there. You know, they're in a peculiar situation right now because, you know, you pull over somebody and they're coughing and acting like crazy. Like, you don't, it's a situation, you know, and then there's not as many people on the roads, but there's still some assholes on the roads that are driving like assholes and they need to be caught. You know, some of the stuff that's happened to me this week on the road is ridiculous. And honestly, if you value somebody else's life that much that you need to get home a minute faster than normal, then I really feel sorry for you as a person, you know?
the people that I admire right now is actually the medical care workers.
Yeah.
The nurses, the doctors, the front desk people at hospitals. Everybody that's in the medical field right now is just a huge blessing. And they are going to be the people that are going to help us through this the most. And yeah, the police officers are there for protection. The National Guard is there for protection if things get out of hand. I get that. But the medical workers are the ones that are there on the front line. They're the warriors in this. They are literally our soldiers right now.
Yeah.
And I have a friend named Este in Texas. And she said it's a pretty name. It's just crazy. It is so crazy. And the PPE is so low. They're trying to get PPE. Like, they're fearful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she didn't actually say that, but like in my mind, I was thinking like, oh, you guys have to be fearful of, you know, your life because you could get this and you could get sick. And so those people are doing us a big, big service. And so I'm just saying that Nurses Week, Medical Professional Week, whatever it is called. I think it's called Nurses Day. But whatever it is, we are going to have a big celebration for them after all this is over, because this is going to be mitigated with their huge, huge, huge help. And I greatly appreciate them for everything that they have done so far. So let's move on to something a little bit more happy.
All right.
What would your yay day be?
My gay day?
Yay day.
Yay day?
Yes.
Like a day that would be perfect for me?
So a yay day is the day that you just get to do whatever you want. And of course, you get to put the cap on it of how much you spend. However, their money is no limit.
Okay.
So what would your yay day be like?
My yay day, I think, would be to drive out to Cedar Point and ride roller coasters all day, and then rent a boat and go out into the middle of the lake and have dinner. I would say like fresh rockfish grilled, corn on the cob, crab cakes, lobster salad, or maybe lobster bisque.
Wow, you're really going all out. How much are you spending on this? Like $5,000?
Who cares?
That's
it's
true.
My yay day.
It's your yay day.
You know, it's my, I just got a check for $20 million in the bank, and I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. Because tomorrow, I'm going to be looking out for everyone I know and love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So my yay day would first be a concert. I love concerts. They're so much fun. And then after that, I would like to go swimming because I love swimming. It has to be a warm day. But then after swimming, I would take my ass to a spa because I've never been and I deserve to go. And I'll go to a spa. And then I would join Doug for his big seafood fest dinner, and I would help him pay for it.
Oh, man.
I guess the whole point of that is like to think about like how would you treat yourself? How would you make yourself happier or make yourself go yay type of thing? So, moving right along, let's talk a little bit about our favorite movies. What is your favorite movie, Doug?
I don't know. Harry Potter's got to be, like, the movies and the books. The books are my favorite, but I love the movies too, you know. I would say Steel Magnolias is probably one of my favorites. Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. I have so many, like I can go on and on.
Yeah, picking a favorite movie is kind of tough. I do greatly like the Harry Potter. I agree with you on that. Probably my favorite movie. Excuse me. Probably my favorite movie would be. Oh, damn. I've just forgot the name of it. Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas is hands down my favorite movie. I love Tim Burton movies. Always have, always will. He's my favorite director, and I really enjoy his work. Do you have a favorite director, Doug?
Yeah, I would kind of like, I don't know. I love Tim Burton too, but I would probably have to like, I don't know, because like Clueless is another really favorite movie of mine. So,
who directs that?
Tori Spelling's dad. Aaron, is that his name? Yeah, him. He's a good one. I don't know. I have so many.
All right. So yeah. Moving on. I stumped him.
Yeah, I'm like stumped.
So, 5 years ago, where were you? And where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years ago, I was in a horrible place. I was in the middle of not really knowing where I wanted to go with my life. And I was digging and digging and trying to get there, but I was kind of wearing an anchor in a way, you know, like I had to like pull my anchor up and get going. And in that last 5 years, I've went through some traumatic things and I've grown from them. I learned from them. I had to let go of love twice and realize that the first time I did was the best thing for them. The second time was the best thing for me. But two totally different scenarios, different situations, you know. And I think like a lot of people out there, when you have to let go of somebody you love for their benefit is just as hard as letting go of someone you love for your benefit. You know, and it's two totally different pains. But when you go through it, you're polished in a way, you know. You're a gem at some point. Then you start to feel good about yourself. So the next 5 years, I'm really looking forward to. You know, I'm with somebody who I think is pretty great. We'll see. You know, only time tells.
The verdict's still out.
Yeah,
on that one.
The first 2 years of any relationship is the hardest as far as like you're really starting to get to know the person and all their little quirks and all their little stuff, you know, and you're deciding on what you can deal with and what you can't, evaluating things, you know what I mean? But I think this time's different. You know, I feel like it's different.
So, where I was 5 years ago, I was in a relationship that I no longer felt I wanted to be in. I didn't have the strength to say that or admit to that. And then things transpired. Things happened. And I eventually took myself out of that relationship with a negative, dark cloud above my head. I dealt with a lot of depression and things were a little rough for me 5 years ago. Now, things are a lot better. I mean, I've met someone that the verdict's still out on. But, I mean, the way that we are and the dynamic that we have is so different. It's a lot more of talking things out and voicing our opinions and talking about the things that we're going through, asking questions, being there for each other.
And being kind of a big deal.
Yeah, being kind of a big deal. Helping each other out. And it's something that's very new to me, is I didn't have that partnership, that person that was going to help you and
sizzle, sizzle, sizzle,
hold your hands and be there for you. So the next 5 years, I hope, is fucking amazing. And I know they're going to go by fast. And I hope a house and a kid and a dog is in that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like around a 3 or 4 year mark. But a lot of fun to take before, you know, especially like in August. We're still planning to rent that cabin and go to the Tri Pride in Tennessee, which is going to be an amazing big deal. Like Trump would say, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so like, yeah, Tri Pride. It's three different towns or counties or areas or whatever they call it in Tennessee that come together, you know, and so they call it Tri Pride because it's like the three meet. And it's pretty interesting because I went to the one last year and it was a fun time. It was amazing. Of course, I had my hair all done up. I can't wait to see what Christina does this year. But last year I had amazing freaking hair color and everybody was going ape shit. They were loving my hair color. And of course I had the t-shirt that said, you know, in rainbow lines, I might not go down in history, but I'll go down on you. And I had that made for Pride.
So we will definitely do a lot of pictures, videos at Tri Pride, some bonus content for you guys. If you want to check out some of our TikTok videos, you can follow Doug on TikTok at DouglasParks7. And you can follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. But we'll be posting videos on that. I know we'll probably have some stuff coming up on YouTube here shortly for kind of a big deal. And also some pictures on the Facebook page, and as well as possibly doing a podcast from Tennessee. I think that would be pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
A travel episode. Well, so
go by the lake or go up in the mountains or something.
Yeah. So we're going to have fun with it. We're going to have a blast with it. So we are going to take this first episode and taper off here. And we will catch you next week with a brand new episode. We'll make it longer, more fun, have a lot more stuff to talk about. Doug won't be as high, I promise. And
I am not high enough. What are you talking about?
Until next time, love you all.
Love you, love you, love you.
This podcast is brought to you by Claywater Productions. You can check out other podcasts by Claywater Productions anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. Check out Off the Beaten Path, Kind of a Big Deal, Tackled, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas.